So I love being a Buddhist in the Christmas holiday season.
Yes. Yes, Mark.
Because what I do is I'll just go under the tree, wrap myself in some gift wrap, and just live in the present. See how that works?
That's terrible.
Did you hear about the tragic news from France? There was a cheese factory that exploded, had an industrial accident. The only thing that was left was debris. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No, I did not.
He won the Nobel Prize.
Oh.
Todd, as you were coming in today, did you see that in the living room I put a black hole on the coffee table?
I did not see that.
I really think it pulls the room together. So this photon checks into a hotel.
Yeah.
And the bellman's like, can I take your luggage? He goes, no, I'm traveling light.
That's awful.
Thank you.
It's like the lichen mushroom joke that I texted you earlier this week about the mushroom I found that I couldn't liken it to anything.
And I looked at the picture and it was going off the edge. And I said, well, it must not have had mushroom.
The Mark and Todd Cast.
Welcome to the Mark and Todd Cast.
So a lady walks into a bar and says, I want a double entendre. So the bartender gave it to her.
Nice. Happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you very much. It is my birthday today. And I have a birthday joke.
A birthday joke?
What weapon can you make from the chemicals potassium, nickel, and iron?
I don't know.
Knife. No.
Do you know how many beer brewmasters it takes to change a light bulb?
How many?
About 30% fewer than a regular bulb. Did you hear how the Pope gets paid?
I do not.
Papal. No?
Now, at what point is there a point during the week where you're like, this is the one? This is the one. Nope. I'm going to open with. Or is it like all freeform? Is it like,
it's totally freeform.
Is it like an Eminem street battle where it's just flowing through you the second
week?
Did
you hear that the Pope got avian flu? He got it from one of the cardinals.
See, we're going the wrong way on these.
Do you know what you call a fake noodle?
Now, I saw the question. So I've had time to think about it. And I know this is not correct, but my closest thing was set it up again here.
What do you call a fake noodle?
A faux farfalla. It's not a pun, but it's just at least it's alliteration.
It's in the direction.
A faux farfalla.
How about a impasta? So I got a mediocre grade on my boat project in shop class.
You did.
I did.
Well, that's disappointing. What was your mediocre grade in boat shop class?
Well, at least it was seaworthy. Do they come with fruit that they're pelting at me? Do you know how the man in the moon cuts his hair?
How does the man in the moon cut his hair?
Eclipse it. Did you know that Rick Astley, he was asked recently, he said that he would lend you any of his Pixar titles that you want. We'll accept one. He's never going to give you up. Do you know why a milk stool only has three legs on it?
Why does it only have three legs on it?
Didn't you grow up on a dairy?
I did. I grew up around dairies, yeah. But unfortunately it was not in the 1840s and they did not milk them by stools
the
anymore.
Milk stool? Because the cow has the udder. One.
Yes. Oh, and that ends.
And that ends.
Even though it says it's 7 seconds long. All right, well.
But, and I think I I spoiled the joke, the better joke.
Yes, that was a great one.
As we were in preparing for the tonight, I said, are you a beaver? Because damn.
Oh, no, that was the wrong one. Sorry. Dang it. Shoot. Oh, well.
So do you know what the difference is between a tuna, a bottle of super glue, and a piano is?
Tuna, a bottle of super glue, and a piano. What is the difference between those?
Yes.
I don't know. What is the difference between those?
Well, you can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna.
Wow, apparently the crowd is having some sort of seizure. I don't know what's going on there.
Do you know why ants do not get sick?
Why do ants not get sick?
Because they have little antibodies. Do you know what you call a pickle that always has the same routine?
A dill. I don't know. I have no idea.
Typical. Todd, what is...
What is science?
What is science?
It's poetry.
What is a comedian's least favorite drink?
I don't know.
Booze. I was listening to Donald Trump this weekend, and he said that he's eradicating the Parmesan cheese shakers, and he's only going to, if he's president...
He's going to eradicate Parmesan cheese shakers.
And because he's only going to sell Parmesan in the bricks, he wants to make America great again. I don't know if I told you about this, but this last week, Nick and I both, we had entered a contest for a lifetime supply of skin cream, like Pond's skin cream.
Okay.
He won, and I didn't. But the worst part about it, he keeps rubbing it in.
Boo! 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 Muck! Boo! Boo!
You know what I like the best, though, about that is how conversational, and I can tell you've been practicing at work, how conversational your intros are.
In my head.
You know, I forgot to mention as you walk into the joke.
You know what E.T. is short for?
Would that be the extraterrestrial?
No, it's because he has tiny little legs.
I don't understand.
What is E.T. short for?
Oh, I see.
See? It's kind of funny. Do you know... when a joke becomes a dad joke?
I think...
it's when it becomes apparent. Okay. I just have to say to the guy in the wheelchair that stole my camouflage jacket, you can hide, but you can't run. But to that person who stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I just want to say, I will find you. You have my word.
Not like this. Not like this.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, Mark.
Is your television...
Is my refrigerator running?
Is your refrigerator running?
Are we at that level already?
Is your refrigerator running?
My refrigerator is running.
Good, because I'll vote for it. You know what they say, Todd. If life gives you melons, you might be dyslexic. Hey, Todd, you know what I heard?
What did you hear, Mark?
I heard that Alex Trebek's job is in jeopardy. I was going to tell you, when I was a teenager, I think I was like 13 years old, my father came to me to tell me that I was adopted.
Okay.
I'm like, gee, really? He's like, yeah, they'll be here in like 2 hours. I know it seems like we're saying this all the time, but there was another shooting. This one happened at the Gap. There were casualties everywhere. Hey, Todd.
Yes, Mark.
Did you hear that 19 and 20 were in a fight?
I did not.
21. So an infinite number of mathematicians walk into a bar, and the first one orders a beer, and the second one orders half a beer, The third one orders a quarter of a beer. Fourth one orders an eighth of a beer. Bartender just gets frustrated. He pours two beers and says, "All right, everyone, know your limits." Do you know, Todd, what the difference between a hippo and a Zippo is?
The difference between a hippo and a Zippo. I do not, off the top of my head, know what the difference between a hippo and a Zippo is.
Well, a hippo is really heavy, and a Zippo is just a little lighter. Todd, did you hear there was another a gorilla situation out at the Oregon Zoo this time?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this gorilla was taking its feces, lighting it on fire, and throwing it at tourists.
Wow.
And then they had to be taken to the hospital for turd debris burns. Okay. Todd, did you hear the big news in technology this last week about Yahoo? Did you hear the shocking news?
I did not hear any shocking news from Yahoo.
You didn't? The big breach and the 500.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought that was the first part of your joke.
Like, well, it kind of was. you heard the shocking news about...
Should we do that as a rolling start again? That was like a soft opening. Like when they open the nightclub with not officially
this
yet.
This killed at the
out.
Morning meeting at the office, let me tell you.
All right. Okay.
All right, here we go. You heard the shocking news about Yahoo this last week.
Huh.
They have 500 million users.
I don't...
So...
See, and then with...
Okay.
So that doesn't work as I thought of it. That was supposed to be pun related for me.
Right. So, okay. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Nothing's going on over here.
I can see you look frantic. Do you know what chord a piano would play if you dropped it down a mine shaft?
I do not.
A flat minor. I'm debating on
you're
two
already,
jokes.
You're already laughing at your own dad jokes.
In my head, they're
the competing
mediocre.
Dad jokes.
Right.
There's two jokes wearing cargo pants and and old Navy shirts, battling right. It out as to whose lawn is better.
So I watched this documentary on marijuana this last weekend. I really think that all documentaries should be watched that way. So that's number one.
Okay, that one legitimately got me to laugh. Okay,
all right. And the other one was why can the chemist not smell the farts of the queen?
Why is that?
Noble gases are non-reactive. Hey Todd, do you know what you do when you see a spaceman?
What do you do when you see a spaceman?
You park your car, man. Did you hear about that daycare right down the street that they had to call the police on?
Oh, I did not.
There was one of the kids. He was resisting arrest. Todd, I recently discovered that I have a superpower.
You did?
I did. I can cut a log just by looking at it.
How is that?
Well, it's true. I saw it with my own eyes. Do you know which are the strongest days of the week?
No, what are the strongest days of the week?
That would be Saturday and Sunday, because the rest are weekdays. So, Todd,
yes.
This egg, bacon, and toast walk into a bar.
Okay.
And the bartender says, come on, guys, we don't serve breakfast here. Do you know why cows have hooves and not feet?
Why?
Because they lactose. Hey, Todd, I've been annoyed this last week. I keep on getting these phone calls from this furniture company. They just keep calling. And I told them all I wanted was this one night stand. This one night stand. Hey, Todd.
Hello, Mark of the Mark and Todd cast.
Did you know that it's interesting, a little math trick, you know that 2 times 10 comes up with the same number as 2 times 11?
How does that happen?
Well, 2 times 10 is 20, and 2 times 11 is 22. 20, 2. 1 is 20. The other one is 22.
Comma, also.
Todd, I just want to give a rest in peace to all the water that will be squirted out of spray bottles everywhere. You will be missed. Todd, do you know what lies on its back 100 feet in the air?
I do not.
A dead centipede. I'm almost useless as eBay today. I really find eBay useless. I was online yesterday looking for a lighter, and all I found was 77,347 matches. I was searching for a lighter.
Yeah.
But all I got was matches. See? Dr. Giggles, really? So, yeah. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, Mark. How are you?
I realized I didn't really have a joke queued up. I was going to tell you a Yo Mama joke. But, you know, 1,000 that's been done really 1,000 times by 1,000 different people. Just like Yo Mama. Do you know what a rude Frenchman and a ruthless Englishman have in common?
Say that again.
What a rude Frenchman, person from France.
Right.
And a ruthless person from England, what they have in common.
I do not.
No mercy. Hey, Todd, did you happen to hear about the... there was a sea monster that ate this fleet of boats. The boats were carrying tubers.
Tuber. Okay, I won't get distracted with an arm joke here. Okay, tubers.
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 And, you know, it's not surprising because you can't just eat one potato chip. You got to eat them all. But, Todd, have you... do you know which of the oceans is the most clearly defined?
The something sea.
the specific ocean. So Todd, they, at work for my birthday, they bought me an older book. It looks like it's maybe from the 80s for Clean Jokes for Kids, Volume 2.
Okay.
And... this is one of the classics out of that book. What are tropical fishes' favorite food?
I don't know.
Reef fried beans. They're all that caliber.
That is amazing. I wonder whose job it was. To either,
I would love that
cultivate that list. Or
Todd, do you know what you do if you're attacked by a gang of circus performers?
Ooh, what do you do if you get attacked by a group of circus performers?
You go for the jugular, juggler.
I guess it's super apt that didn't work because as our theme song was playing, my whole computer crashed.
So the Unipiper walks into a bar. And he goes up to the bartender and says, "Hey, I'd like a fruit punch." And the bartender says, "Hey, sir, you know, if you want punch, you need to get in line." Unipiper looks around, and there was no punchline. Do you know what the difference is between a cat and a comma?
I do not know what the difference between a cat and a comma is.
Well, one has claws at the end of the paws, and the other has a paws at the end of a clause. Hey, Todd, do you know what the ceiling fan said to the ceiling?
I do not.
You go, ceiling. I love you. Number one, ceiling. Let's go. Go, ceiling.
Is that the end of the joke?
So today, I'm going to give you 4 jokes, and if you laugh at any of them, I'll be surprised. So today in the show, we're going to be talking about genetic engineering and genetic programming. So I looked up genetic jokes. and so here's the top 4.
Okay.
What has four poles, two plates, a bunch of squiggly stuff, and is purple?
What?
Meiotic grapes.
I guess one would have to have an operating definition of meiotic.
What do you call...
for that to work?
A Drosophila who likes to drink.
What?
A barfly.
You know, I was proud because I knew what a... Oh, whatever that...
What did one Drosophila say to the other Drosophila?
Wait, what did one... What? What?
What did one Drosophila...
Okay.
...say to the other Drosophila?
What?
Your human is down. How can you better understand genetics in cold weather?
How?
Put your coat on. C-O-D-O-N. Coat on. So, neither of us are genetic engineers.
No.
I don't know if you heard in the news about the lady that beat up her husband, beat her husband to death, actually, with his guitar collection.
I did not. That sounds...
It was
horrifying.
It was really serious. She went to trial. The judge asked, you know, first offender. She's like, no, started with a Gibson and then a Fender. So Schrodinger's cat walks into a bar, and he doesn't walk into a bar. So do you know what size is the only size of drink that you can get in North Korea?
What size is that?
Supreme liter. So Isabel Pug is with us in the office normally. Did you know that she's learning to become a blacksmith?
Your dog is learning how to become a blacksmith.
Yeah, almost every single day she makes a bolt for the door. Did you know yesterday I went shopping at the Cherries and Microphones store?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I love that place. And I bought a Bing, bought a boom. I bought a Bing and I bought a boom. So I was recently reading a history book, and it was about the Oregon Trail.
Oh yeah.
And there's the Interpretive Center and stuff down here, so it's, you know, local folklore and everything. So, but there was this story about this gunslinger named Terry, and the legend has it that this young man came across Terry while he was traveling along the Oregon Trail, and the young man asked, "Hey, what's your name?" And the guy says, "Terry." And the young man, he laughs at him. He says, "That's a stupid name." So Terry brought out his gun and shot the man dead. And you could say that this young man died of dissing Terry on the Oregon Trail.
So this weekend we went up to kind of the area that I grew up in. And I thought I'd visit my old house and kind of see what's going on. And so I knocked on the door and, you know, said, "Hey, I, you know, grew up here. Could I take a look around and, you know, check out what's changed and what's different?" And they said, "Go away," and slammed the door in my face. I'm like, my parents could be so rude sometimes.
That was a long walk for that joke.
Thanks. I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was... I was trying to convince her that I could make a car out of pasta, out of spaghetti.
I see.
And I messed it up already. So I was talking to my mom, and I told her that I could make a car out of spaghetti.
Ah, right? Yes.
And you should have seen her face when I drove pasta. So, Todd, I was realizing that I tell a lot of dad jokes, but I'm not a dad.
Right.
Does that make me a faux pas? I know that might
was,
not.
That was terrible, and it got me to laugh. I have to say, that one did get me.
So was that apparent to you?
I'm so ill-prepared.
Can this go any farther? Maybe we've hit a dead end.
Stop. I can't. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Mark.
Do you know what you call a noodle that's standing out on a street corner?
I don't know, but I... Okay, go
Probably
ahead.
A prostitute. So Todd, I was riding on the bus this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you do.
As I do, going to work. And I was there reading my book.
What's your book about?
It's about audiobooks.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It's very meta. And somebody tapped me on my shoulder, and I looked around, and there was this little grandma that was there, and she's like, "Hey, Sonny, would you like some nuts? I've got some hazelnuts and some almonds." And I'm like, "Of course."
So very nice of her.
So it was very, very sweet. And so I, you know, was munching on those. And a few minutes later, she tapped on my shoulder again, and she's like, "Would you like some more nuts?" And I'm like, "Oh, sure." And she gave me another little handful of nuts, she went back with her husband and continued on her path, whatever she was doing. And a few minutes later, she tapped on my shoulder again, and she's like, "Would you like some more nuts?" I'm like, "Well, yes, but why don't you eat them yourself?" She's like, "Well, me and my husband, we don't have any teeth." I said, well, why do you buy these then?" "Well, we like the chocolate that's on the outside." That's all I got.
Wow, that was a long walk for a joke.
And not that
And good. Not really a joke, some might argue.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, Mark.
Thanks for explaining the word many to me.
Okay, you're welcome.
It means a lot. So this sheep, a drum, and a snake.
I like it already.
Fall off a cliff. Ba-doom-ts.